Well, as promised, I have managed to get hold of Emma Kenny, very experienced psychologist, and she's going to be sharing with us some information about what's happening with our younger folk who don't seem to be making as silly choices as we made back in the day. Emma, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
You like that one, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear me. I am very admiring of our young millennials. Tell us a bit more about that.
Okay.
What does the research suggest or reveal about millennials and their attitude to drinking?
Yeah, the research that came back was really impressive. It's all about attitudes to drinking, and thousands of millennials, so the 21 to 35 year age group, were interviewed about this. And the research is clear. It's saying that 75% of millennials limit the amount of alcohol that they drink on the majority of their nights out, but also 38% of them limit it every time they go out. So,
wow. As
a juxtaposition to a lot of the things that we see in the press, actually, what young people are doing these days is recognising that, you know, alcohol is best placed in a moderate context. And more importantly, that the way that they behave in life can have long-term consequences over their future. So those together are creating this very balanced approach to alcohol consumption.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Glad to hear they're a lot wiser than we are. So give us a quick resume of what the social pitfalls are of drinking too much, and, you know, what are the advantages of not drinking too much.
Well, I think one of the things that you just said, clearly you've experienced some of the social pitfalls of drinking too much.
I know, watch it, Emma, watch it.
I think what's very different to when I was growing up in the 80s and the 90s is the fact that, you know, when we got 2004, Facebook blew up, as did other social media channels. And what that created was immediacy, the opportunity for something that you do in life to suddenly be captured all over the world wide web forever. Mm. And because of that, potentially our younger millennials, our 21 to 35 year olds, are saying to themselves, I don't want to do something that in the long term can impact on my life. We know that the Heineken research has also come back and said, actually 88% of young people feel fully responsible for their futures. They take responsibility for their actions and recognise that those actions, if negative, could impact on the future. 69% of young people who took part in the research are saying, you know what? As an adult, I recognise that I'm probably going to have to work harder than my parents did to achieve what they have. And these pressures, combined with things like social media and immediacy, have led to more consequential thinking. This idea of what I do today, I don't want to affect my tomorrow unless it's in a positive way. And what's really profound about this is that young people are, as you indeed stated when you started this interview, they're saying to themselves, I want to be balanced. I want to be moderate. It's attractive to do that.
Isn't that good?
It really is.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, I think sometimes young people per se get a really bad rep because of extremes that come out in the press. But actually, the majority of adults in the UK are moderate human beings who recognise that their behaviour is imperative in a positive way if they're going to succeed in their lives. And, you know, one of the big things that came out about this research was the attractiveness value. So how attractive do we find people, particularly when they're drinking? And actually, the truth is, we'll find you less attractive if you're an excessive drinker. It's far better to be balanced because you can hold conversations, you can connect with other human beings, and you're being more authentic. You're being who you are. So I think it kind of changes the perception that a lot of, particularly the older generation, have of these young people who are actually saying, balance is key. I'm in charge of my own life. My future matters to me. And that's a really positive message.
Excellent, excellent stuff. I must confess that my son and my niece, my two youngsters in my life, they actually don't drink. They're in their early 20s. And I am so admiring of them that they have their own minds, their own, they've got their heads screwed on. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Emma, if our listeners here at Haze FM want more information about this particular research and the stuff you've shared with us today, where can they go?
If you go on Moderate Drinkers Wanted, you just pop that into the internet, it'll take you to the Heineken YouTube channel, because obviously Heineken did this research, but it was very much research to try to show people that moderation is the way forward. So you can see all the tips online there if you want to find out more.
Emma Kenny, thank you so much for
your
information.
Take care now.
And have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.